Hello everyone, welcome again. In this video I have one Asus 2080 Ti already disassembled from the cooler. We have the board here in front of us, and as you can already see, we have a couple of RAM chips with the markings on top. And actually the story of this card is the card has damage, so liquid damage from the cooler, from the CPU cooler, on the backside. So right here you can see the corrosion there, and the friend of the owner took this card and tried to repair it. And in the descriptions he wrote also that he was able to power on the card one of the 10 times, and actually the card is no longer working now. I don't know why he replaced or refwoe some of the RAM chips, because they have changed color also. As you can see on the camera, we have this RAM chip, for example, it's a little bit darker. This one also is with a marking and darker. This one and this one. So four RAM chips, and I can see the serial numbers. We have 840 here. Here is different. Here is probably the same. This one maybe is refwoed or rebuilt, but this one is changed. This one is also changed, and this one is the same number as the original RAM chips. So where to begin from? I want to first say that cards like this, and at all cards and devices with previous repair attempts, are a lot. So before, so maybe 6 or 7 months ago, we have received maybe 10% of all cards were with some attempts to repair. But now we have almost the half of this, so 50-50. Almost, so every second card is already opened and somebody worked on it. This is amazing. Why the people try to work on something that they basically have no idea what they are doing here. The soldering job on this PCB is looking good, so I cannot say that is something wrong here. It's looking really nice. So the person who soldered these RAM chips probably so cleaned the board very well from the flux, or he didn't use any flux. This is also possible. Let's start measuring. Let me switch you show with the multimeter on the screen right now. Okay, starting as usual from the 12 volts on PCI, what we have. Okay, good reading. The voltage drop 500 to ground, nice. And the first pair of data lines, same reading. Let's move to the 8-pin external power supply. This looks good. This one also, switching at the back. And here we want the PEX reset. Open line. Is my ground connection not good? Let's check here. So let me show you the card also. You cannot see it there. Let's try here. Ground and PEX reset. Open line. Is something wrong with my multimeter? No. So checking the reference clock plus and minus. So we have reading there. Nothing wrong with the ground connector or my multimeter. Probing the PEX reset again. Open line. So we have definitely a problem with PEX reset. And this can explain why the customer said in the description that he was able to power on the card one of the 10 times. When something wrong with PEX reset, or the logic for PEX reset sometimes happens. When the components go bad, they are not switching properly. And I can see problems like this when one card is working and sometimes powers on, sometimes doesn't, and so on. So let's keep that in mind, and I will mark it also. Like the customer, he also marked the RAM chips. I use a white marker before to mark everything, because I have a lot of cards to work, and sometimes I can leave this one and take another one, and one day later I will come back here again, and I want to know what exactly is going on here, and so on. So from here, switching to resistance, and let's measure the memory rail, which should be right here. We have Samsung chips and 14 ohms. Looks good. So let's find out our 1.8 volts, 380, and right here we have, is this a 5 volt rail? Yeah, probably. The pegs should be this one here. No, this is actually the USB-C, and the pegs is down there. So 7 ohms pegs, 14 memory, and 380, 1.8. Everything looks fine. Now we have to find out why our PEX reset is open line. I can tell you, I don't need schematics. I know very good this PCB from Asus, 2080 Ti. And let me switch you again to continuity mode. And actually, our logic for PEX reset is located right here on this corner. This is U811, and the pin, the PEX reset pin, goes to the first pin on our logic element, and as you can see, it's open line. We don't have connection there. So this is straight connection. This normally is straight connection. This goes through a via, through a trace from here up to here, and there is nothing between. No capacitors, no resistors, nothing. Switching to resistance mode again, and let me also switch you to the microscope so you can also see better. No. So here we have our PEX reset logic, and I will touch the probe, the black probe, to ground, and we will measure the resistance here. This is the first pin, actually. This is pin number one, and why we don't have reading? Interesting. Number five, 380 ohms, pin number four. This is the output, and 380, we have exactly the same reading as our 1.8 volt rail, because the VCC in for this component is 1.8. Here's the output, we have 100 kilo ohms, and here is the second input, which is 10 kilo ohms, but right here we have nothing, very high resistance or open line. So what we can do, let's see this corroded area here. Can we see something? Because I'm pretty sure that the PEX reset line from the SWOT goes somewhere here, and after that through a via jumps to the back, to the last layer. So here we can see it, and after that goes again through a via in the next layers and makes connection with the logical element. And we have a lot of corrosion here. Let's clean a little bit. Do we have any corroded components here? No, the components actually are looking good. There's nothing wrong. Or maybe somebody already cleaned this area here before me. This is also possible, but actually the components here are looking in good condition. But here I can see something unusual, and this maybe is our problem. Switching the multimeter again to continuity, and we will take the probes, and I will touch with one of the probes the PEX reset pin on the SWOT, and with the other probes we will probe right here, because can you see that Here should be a path like this one, but it's so corroded and now it's missing. So this path makes connections. This is actually test path. This is for the manufacturing process. This is not for soldering components here. This is test path for manufacturing, so for the manufacturer to test the PCBs. And here also the same thing. We should have a path and it's so corroded and a very small part of it is still here. So one of my probes is touching the PEX reset on the slot, and with other probes, with other probe I will touch all these four connections one by one. I'm pretty sure that one of these is PEX reset. Checking this one. Nope. Checking this one here. Is something left? Nope. Oh, here we have it. So this via is connected to the PEX reset on the slot, and I can bet that the other end right here, this via, is connected to the logic element. I will not show you on the microscope. I will touch it like that, but you can hear the beep, if it's any beep there. There. So this is our problem. The trace is broken, and that's why the card is not powering on. We will do that right now. We'll repair those two traces, cleaning this corrosion here in this area, and we should be able to try the card. So let's starting. I will first use my soldering iron, because the best cleaning for corrosion is heat and flux. Hopefully my fuming structure is not so loud and you can still hear me. So let's start cleaning here. I want to touch all these pads without exceptions, because they are all corroded. And we should stop this corrosion, because we can repair only the two broken connections. But I'm pretty sure if we leave the corrosion there, it will still work and destroy the other parts as well. So let's clean with alcohol. So now they are looking shiny again. And for the screw hole, I can use a metal brush and just brush it, because I don't want to apply solder here on this copper area. This is enough for now. The ultrasonic cleaner will take care of that later. Okay, so let's see what we have and what we need. Two broken traces. Let me zoom in. So now it's good. Taking the grinding pen, we'll start grinding, exposing those traces, and we will solder something between to make a connection again. So let me change my bits. My bit for the grinding tool. Alright, we don't need too much. Here we don't have a lot of space to work, because this via is the only connection here is this via. We don't have more. The trace is broken, and as you can see how deep this via is corroded, it's almost destroyed. Exposing this one. We need this one, and also and also this one. So this is enough space to work with. Again, cleaning the area, and I will solder two pads there, two traces. So let's clean the solder mask and we should be good here. Alright, and let's measure again. Let me switch it to top view and we can take a measurement from our first pin on our U811 to PEX, and we have connection. Let's measure the PEX voltage drop to ground. Around 600. This is very good. So this problem is solved, and I'm pretty sure that this is the main problem with the card. Here basically was liquid damage from the CPU cooler dropping down the liquid and creating corrosion, and this destroyed those two pads and the connection for the PEX for the PEX reset was damaged. And why the customer soldered and resoldered and changed so many RAM chips, I have no idea. We have to find out now. Let's poke the card in, place one cooler on top, and we can test. And now with everything connected, let's power on the machine and see what we have. And we have picture from the card. Nice. Let's vote in Linux and test it also. I want to dump the data from the card, and after that we can check together, for example, the training status for the card. I need to input the serial number here, but I will cover it. And the revision for me is after PEX trace repair. So when I dump data from the cards, I want to describe for what this dump is and after what kind of repair this dump is. Is the first, second, after changing something, after replacing a RAM chip and so on. Let's wait to finish, and now finished. Let's power off the machine. Or maybe in this time we can do something different. We can run very simply MATS test, only MATS, because the card right now has no cooler and I don't want to heat it too much. MATS looks good, and this is actually promising. Maybe the RAM chips which are changed or rebuilt are good working, and I don't have to work there. Okay, we have pass. Let's power off and take a look at some of the results of my dump. Okay, let's see what we have here. Here we have the BIOS version, the card, 2080 Ti, and so on. Let's see the training status. So far looks everything fine. And yes, it is. The card is without training errors, without MATS errors. I will finish the video here. This card is working now. I have to ultrasonic clean it, assemble, test, so run many tests in Windows and also Linux to be completely sure that the card is working properly. So that the card has no problems with changed RAM chips and also rebuilt or refold RAM chips. I don't know what is going on here. I will test everything and after that invoice the customer and ship the card back. As always, thank you for watching. If you need a repair, check the links in the video description. Also, if you need parts for your projects, because now we receive so many cards with the repair attempts, so probably you need parts. Check a GPO fix and use a coupon code WELCOME10 to get a discount for your first order there. Like and subscribe. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.